When I talk to people who know what's going on in the state of Michigan today, I hear more and more concern about education. This includes our political leaders. There's now widespread recognition that our young adults are less educated on average than those in surrounding states. We see a steady stream of our young people earning college and graduate degrees and leaving immediately for Chicago, Atlanta, Silicon Valley. Many don't want to go, but they have no choice. There are few jobs here and fewer still that will help them launch careers. But we have another problem. Thousands graduate from high school ill-prepared for college or any occupational future. Tens of thousands more, many from inner-city schools, don't even graduate. Our elected political leaders are aware of these problems, but they seem unwilling to take the steps to solve them. That's mainly because they know that tackling these issues would cost money and might even require asking the voters to sacrifice or raise taxes. Today, the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce's Mackinac Policy Conference agenda included a high-powered panel discussion look at education reform. I wasn't able to be there this morning, but the conference agenda indicated the session would look at what's working in other states and also discuss how we can leverage federal resources to ensure our schools and students are growing future leaders for our businesses and communities. Well, that's not a bad idea, but how come nobody wants to talk about using more Michigan resources to ensure that the next generation has a future? There was also one person on the panel who wasn't invited, but who should have been and should be a part of any serious discussion on the education future. Tom Watkins was state superintendent of public instruction until he was forced out by Governor Granholm in 2005 after they disagreed on some policy issues, including the need to move towards the sort of pension reforms enacted this year. Since then, Watkins has been actively working on business and education contacts between this nation and China. Yesterday, he shared some thoughts on education reform with me. He said the bottom line is this. The Michigan culture of high pay for minimal education and low skills is dead, and a new economic order will have to rise from its ruins. We have moved from a state where you once were able to lift for a living to one in where more and more of our citizens will be required to think for a living. He thinks the legislature is going to have to be willing to spend where necessary, but that the intellectual dinosaurs of the teachers' unions and the education bureaucracies are also going to have to face reality. What would he be telling our leaders in Mackinac if he had been invited to speak? He'd say they should stop funding a broken system that perpetuates the past and begin the hard work they've been avoiding for far too long, restructuring, reforming, and reinventing our state in ways that conform to the new reality we face and which will help make us stronger in the future. Tom Watkins is at Mackinac today, attending some of the presentations. I think all the candidates for governor would do well to pull him aside and listen.